Exclusive, Representative Mark Harris on Tragedy in America. Thief has come to steal, kill and destroy, Jesus offers abundant life. By Hannah Knudsen on September 19, 2025. Americans must remember that the thief has come to steal, kill, and destroy, while Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Representative Mark Harris, RNC, who served as the senior pastor of First Baptist Church in Charlotte, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily, discussing the political violence that has swept the country. Harris described the murder of Charlie Kirk as a tragedy of enormous proportion. The political assassination shocked all of us, he said. I told folks over the weekend in what I've done all my life. Few times have I found myself speechless, but when somebody sent me a text on what had happened, and I just inadvertently clicked on the video that they had sent and I saw that, I thought, oh, my word. It was just hard to even fathom, he said. As a pastor, I'm very clear that none of this caught Jesus by surprise. Because he warns us in John 10:10 that there is a thief that has come to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's what evil does, he explained. And we recognize that. He also finished that verse, that he's come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Americans are witnessing the thief trying to steal the minds and hearts of young people. In many cases, stealing people's identities as God created them to be. And that is leading to killing, the congressman continued. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Mark Harris, RNC, September 18, 2025. And we're seeing a culture of death that is sweeping parts of this country, and ultimately the destruction that comes with that. He said, stressing that it is crucial to recognize there is an enemy that has come to steal, kill, and destroy. It is crucial to stand on the abundant life that Jesus offers, he emphasized. But I'm grateful that my Savior, Jesus Christ, makes it very clear that he came to offer life and the abundant life, and we've just got to continue to stand on that, he said, noting that the reaction has seemed to awaken many in the church. I had a little lady that said to me Sunday on the way out, she said, you know, I have wept every day this week. And she said, I wept all through the service that we just had this morning. But she said, I got to tell you, I'm filled with more hope for our nation right now than I have been in a long time. And I said, why is that? And she said, because of the reaction that we're seeing by the overwhelming number of people all across this country who didn't even know Charlie Kirk, had not met Charlie Kirk, but the more they see and learn about him and what he did and the way he operated, and really what his work was all about, civil discourse on college campuses and sharing his faith openly and freely, and seeing the reaction of that. She said, I have more hope than I've ever had, I believe, for our nation, and we're seeing it. I mean, listen, 35,000 plus requests for new chapters of Turning Point, he said. That speaks volumes across this country. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.